A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The Word of the Lord. Parents who have young children spend much of their growing up years preparing their offspring for a time when they will be separated from them. In some cultures, that sense of separation is very pronounced as the child goes off to college or moves away from home to live independently. In other cultures, the communitarian structure of the extended family continues to sustain the young person, but there is still some rite of passage that moves the youth from dependent child to responsible adult. In the meantime, there's so much for parents to teach their children. Values to be instilled, skills to be developed, all so that the children will eventually be able to live safe, happy, and faith-filled lives when they are on their own. Today's Feast of the Ascension shows us Jesus preparing his followers for a final physical separation from him. Jesus has completed all that he was sent to do and is about to return to his Father. For 3 years he has been equipping his disciples to carry on his mission. He has been instructing them and forming them with patience. He has invited them to walk with him, to share his life, and he has shared himself with them, gradually revealing the mystery of who he is and giving them power to do all that he has done. He who worked miracles while he was among them promises that they too will do wondrous things in their efforts to proclaim the good news. Now he gives them one last instruction before he leaves them on their own, though not really on their own, since he will send them his very own Spirit to be with them always. We Christians no longer manifest power in the way the gospel tells of the early disciples, by picking up serpents or surviving deadly poison. Yet we do have a 2,000-year history of people who have preached the gospel with power in every land on the face of the earth. The church is the largest distributor of financial, medical, and educational assistance in the world, and multitudes of ordinary people have lived their faith in generous, even courageous ways that have drawn others to Christ. We have never known the physical presence of Christ, but we do benefit from the grace he still gives his followers today. We, like the early Christians, have been commissioned to live in a manner worthy of the call we have received. Lest we feel we are not up to the task, we yearly celebrate the Church's great feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit first descended on the fledgling community and filled them with power. That Spirit changed their fearfulness into courage, their feeble efforts into grace, their simple words into the means to convert others. Jesus has given that same Spirit to us to extend his mission to the ends of the earth. Parents are never really sure their children are ready to go out on their own, yet they know they must let them go and trust that all they have given them will serve them well as they make their way in the world. Just so, Jesus sends us out to carry on his life and work, not totally on our own, but fully prepared with his own Spirit to do the wondrous works of God.